message to you. My scripture reading is in Hebrews 11 and starting at the first verse. And we have been concentrating on the word faith for several Sabbaths, maybe straying a little bit here and there. But we go again back to one of the primary chapters of the Bible about faith and about people of old that had that faith that God is looking for. And Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that seek him. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath. We thank you for each one that is here in this house of worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our little children that we have to help lead and guide in the knowledge of you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can bring to them those things that you bring to us and help them on that path that leads to you. We ask your blessings on the words that we speak and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. My text is in verse 4 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. I would also, with my text, I'd like you to turn to Mark 12, 29. Mark 12, 29. Jesus answered, "The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Today I would like to speak to you about giving your best to God. God expects our very best. God doesn't care for a lukewarm person. He doesn't care for a half-hearted effort. He doesn't want just the bits and pieces of your time that you have available. He doesn't want just the leftovers. of what you have to give. He wants the very best from each one of us. He wants our best efforts. He wants the best of the quality time that we have to spend. Time in which we can give our full focus to what is going on as we read His Word or as we attend church services. He wants us to be able to focus on what He has to give to us and our attention to be set on Him. And when we do our praise and worship, to be able to clear our mind of all of the things that we might be thinking about that is not spiritual and not about God. He wants us to be able to clear that out and to be able to truly worship Him and let the Holy Spirit then deal with us and bring good things to our remembrance and bless us with the spiritual things that God has for us. In my scripture reading, we see that in that chapter of faith, as I would just name that particular chapter, Hebrews 11, is all about faith and the men and women of old that had that faith that was pleasing to God. My scriptures let you know that Abel offered by faith his best to God. And I think if you go to Genesis, and I believe it's Genesis 4, and you read the story of Cain and Abel, the first two children of Adam and Eve, and you read of their life, I think you get to the point that it says that offerings were brought to God or to the Lord by Cain and Abel. And Abel, the word says, brought the firstlings of his flock. He cared for the animals. And so his offering to God was from the firstlings of his flock. And it says that Cain was a tiller of the ground. I guess we could say farmer, grower of seeds, of crops. And so Cain brought to the Lord his offering from the ground, from tilling the ground. But you know, a lot of detail is left out. And of course, man speculates on exactly what those offerings were. Some speculate that Abel's offering of the flock was that he brought the blood as his offering to God. And others speculate, well, what was it that Cain did that was so displeasing to God? And they speculate what that could have been. Perhaps part of a fruit or a crop that was ruining. Perhaps not the very first and youngest and tenderest and best of the fruit of the ground from the efforts of Cain in tilling the ground. Whatever it was, God was not pleased with Cain's offering, but He was very pleased with Abel's. And the words of God to Cain was, why are you looking so sad? Why has your countenance fallen? Why are you angry? Because I have rejected your offering. And he told Cain, if you would have given your best, your countenance would not have fallen. But because you did what you did, sin lies at the door. There is something about to take place in your life. And this is just a precursor to that. Sin comes. And we find right after that, Cain killed Abel. The first two boys of Adam and Eve. One brother killed the other. We can speculate that it was jealousy. We can speculate it was because God did not react to Cain's offering the way that he did to Abel's. And Cain became jealous. And he decided, I'm just going to get rid of my brother, Abel. Can you imagine that? But you know, I believe that what happened, happened because Abel gave the better sacrifice. He gave the better offering. I believe he gave it because it was the very best that he had. Whether it was an animal and the blood of an animal, it was the perfect animal, it was the youngest, it was the tenderest, it was the best, it was without blemish. It was the best he had to give to God. And God accepted it. But something about Cain's offering was not the best. And so it was rejected. I believe that Abel's offering came from the heart. I believe Abel's offering was heart generated. It was not something that he thought about. It was not head generated or hand generated in the sense that it was something that was selfishly done. Cain's must have been that was more for self-serving purposes rather than something that was pleasing to God, rather than something that was the very best. Abel responded to God with a sincere, active faith. And we have to believe that something about Cain's offering was much less than that. When you give your best to God, you give your all in life. Not just returning to God the first tenth of your income with your other free will offerings. Not just making sure that you go to your church in the Sabbath and keep the Sabbath each and every Sabbath day, but also with the very life that you have to give, the very best you have to give, with sacrifices of your time, of your talents, of your search for truths, and after you have those truths, your obedience in doing them and helping to lead others also in that way. Not just obedience in certain areas, but obedience in all. God wants your very best. God wants you to offer up your life to Him in your youth, when you're young, when you're in school. In the young people, He wants you to offer up your best and sacrifice to Him of your love and of your respect and of your obedience and honor to your parents. That can be an offering of yours to God. That can be a sacrifice. It's a manner of looking, how you look at it. But young people can offer up to God part of their best by being the kind of children that God wants you to be, by honoring and loving and respecting and obeying your parents. Also, you can offer up a sacrifice to God by having and developing great study habits in school. It takes time. It takes effort. You'd rather be sitting in front of the TV or reading a book perhaps or something else. But you can offer up a sacrifice to God, part of the best of you, by devoting time and effort to the proper studies of your subject at school. What about young people and their friendships? God wants you to offer up a good sacrifice to Him in choosing the right kind of friendships, the right kind of people to be around. Not friends that has a bad habit of communication, filthy language, we might could say, got their minds and their hearts constantly on something that's not of a higher nature, certainly not God. And we can offer up sacrifices to God, pleasing to God, by how we choose our friends and who those friends are and what kind of friends they are. Your friends are going to influence you. Whoever you allow to be around you is going to influence you. What they say, what they do, the importance that they place on things, is to some degree is going to rub off on you. That's why you need to have the right kind of friends around you and not allow the wrong kind of friends to be around you. God expects this of you. Your parents expect this and want this of you. You will offer up a more pleasing sacrifice to God if you do, just as we've said. Choose your friends carefully. And then, young people, in your courtship, in your dating, choosing a person or being with a person to whom you are attracted, offer up a sacrifice to God by doing it God's way. Don't go to the wrong place to find this kind of person. Realize that the best place to find that kind of a person is in the right kind of place. It's best to find that kind of a person in church. One that loves God. One that loves His house of worship. One that loves to participate in things pleasing to God. Enjoys praise and worship music and all of the other elements of church. In your courtship, in your dating, Don't expose yourself to the wrong kind of person. It can be disastrous. And I do mean disastrous. It can completely change forever your whole life. And the prospects for your life to be perhaps more prosperous. All of that can be affected by your dating and your choices that you make in courtship. Main thing is to try to find a person that loves God and loves His Word. That shouldn't be hard to do. You should be able to find that in a person. One in which you can tell and you come to know that they really enjoy church. They enjoy the right kind of music that praises God and honors God. They enjoy going to the Bible and searching the Bible out for the truths that are important to leading us and guiding us in our life and in our service to our neighbor and our community and to God and to our brothers and sisters in the church. We can also present our best to God in our marriage. Our marriages can be conducted as this Word of God say that they should be conducted. We know that husband and wife should have a love for each other. And that in that love requires faithfulness, just as your faithfulness to God and faithfulness to church. There should be a faithfulness to each other. There should be a respect for each other. There should be an honor given to each other. I'd like to go to 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3. Starting at the first verse. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives. You know what this is talking about? This is talking about if you happen to be in a marriage in which, for whatever reason, you're in the marriage, and the husband or the wife does not have the same love for God or any love for God as you do. It tells you how to respond to that, how to live your life. Be submissive to your husband so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of the wives. As they observe your chaste and respected behavior, your adornment must not be merely external, braiding of hair and wearing of gold jewelry or putting on dresses. And let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women also who hoped in God used to adorn themselves being submissive to their own husbands. Just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear. And listen to verse 7. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life so that your prayers will not be hindered. Do you catch that? Husbands, love your wives as God And the Lord Jesus Christ loves the church. And as Jesus gave himself for the church, for you and I, husbands, love your wives to that same degree. And it says, show honor. Show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. Why? Husbands, show your wives honor and respect so that your prayers will not be hindered. Do you want your prayers to be answered when you take them to God? Of course we do. We want God to be attentive. We don't want Him to be all ears every time we pray a request to Him, a petition to Him. We want Him to honor our requests, hear our prayers, answer our prayers. And husbands and wives, the way you can assure that your prayers will not be hindered is to show each other that honor and respect that the Bible requires of all husbands and wives. We also can give God the best of our life in our community and in our workplace. And how do we do that? By helping anyone we can. When they come to us with problems, they know that we are a child of God. They usually don't have a hard time finding that out or realizing that. We need to not be embarrassed to let them know that we believe in God and we believe in the power of God to answer our prayers and to make a difference in our heart and in our life and in our family. And our children. God makes all the difference. Everything always goes better with God. Goes better in service to Him. In our community. In our neighborhood. In our workplace. Don't ever be ashamed to speak up for God. To let others know of your faith. I'd like for us to look at Matthew 5 and verse 13. Matthew 5. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become useless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Other people will be influenced by your life, by the words that you speak, by your helpful attitude. You will be as a light on a lampstand to them and to your community, to the people at your workplace, to the ones about you at school. You can be that child of God to others. You can give your best in sacrifice and honor to Him. 1 Peter 2. Let's go there. 1 Peter 2 and 11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be the right kind of person God has you to be each and every day of your life. Serve God and be of help to your brothers and sisters in the church. Be of help to your neighbors around your home and in your community. We can make a difference. We can offer the best of ourselves to God in our community and in our workplace also. We can offer our best to God in spiritual service. How can we do that? Offer the best to God in our spiritual service? By doing the best we can with whatever we're given to do. If we are a teacher, give your best to teaching. Try to come up with anything and everything that would hold the attentions of the ones that you are teaching. Would be the truth. Would hold the attention of the little youngsters. Whatever can train their hearts and mind toward God. Your very best God wants in your teaching. Your very best God wants in greeting ones as they come into church. Your very best God requires of the minister to bring the word to the people. The ones that sing. The ones that do the sign language. How can you do it better? How can it be such that God would get more glory? And other people, their hearts would become open to God through the songs that you sing, through the sign language that you do. How can I do it better? And God will let you know. God will bring it to you. We need to know that we need to give our very best to God. And we need to give it faithfully. Give your best to God. Give it with the right attitude. Give it from your heart. Let it be the very best sacrifice, as Abel's was, that God testified, witnessed that it was pleasing to Him. Let each thing that we do be that same pleasing sacrifice to our Father God. Give our very best and give it faithfully. Let's stand in prayer.